From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Christmas is the perfect time to spot an elf. And we're not talking about Santa's helpers up there at the North Pole. Just to the south, in Iceland, elves are said to inhabit the rolling volcanic hills. Most Icelanders have never actually seen an elf, but many believe they still exist, as reporter Libby Casey found out on a recent visit.
Iceland's self-proclaimed elf capital is a small port town called Hafnarfjordur, right outside the human capital city of Reykjavik. No one knows more about the local elves than tour guide Sibba Karlsdottir. You might mistake her for an elf with her pointy hat and impish grin.
Now, see that big hill? This is the palace of the elves. Many people that live in the houses below have seen a woman in a beautiful dress walk in front of the hill. Some have seen her enter. Say it's all red carpet and gold inside.
Sibba says elves are human-sized and make their homes in rocks as well as the craggy hillside. They live the good life, perhaps a fantasy of early Icelandic farmers who struggled to survive off the harsh land. Terry Gunnell, a folklorist at the University of Iceland, says elves helped people make sense of nature.
Icelanders' houses can be knocked down by a force they can't see in the form of an earthquake. You look up at the sky, you've got the northern lights there. The wind can knock you off your feet. The wind can take shapes in the snow. So things can manifest themselves.
And they do manifest themselves to many people here. Nearly three-quarters of the Icelanders Gunnell recently polled said it's possible elves exist. Another 8% were convinced they do.
Grab an Icelander, tell them to imagine that they were planning to build a jacuzzi in their garden, but there's a rock there. And if one of their neighbors told them that this was an elf rock, would they blow it up? Most of them will pause quite a long time before they make a decision. I'd say even more will say no, simply because of the superstition of something might happen, might come up.
To test Gunnell's theory, I hit the streets of Reykjavik and found Helga Pietastadter, who's in her 70s.
Do people believe in elves here?
Some people.
Do you?
I don't know. I think not.
If there was a big rock in your garden and someone said, that's an elf rock, would you touch it?
No, I would not. It's a reason for it.
It's just best not to bother it.
Yes, it's better.
When the elves are bothered, Icelanders believe there are consequences. Back in Hafnarfjordur, the elf capital, shopkeeper Gurka Björnsdottir says she upset the local elves with her house renovation. She says they retaliated by breaking the contractor's equipment.
The machine broke down in all possible ways. He had never witnessed it before.
So Gurka called Erla Stefansdottir, one of Iceland's most famous elf mediums.
And she came and we talked to the elves and asked them if it was all right, if they could move just while we were doing it and then come back. And everything was all right. I'm not making it up.
It's not just home improvement that's held hostage by the elves. Multi-million dollar construction projects can grind to a halt until Erla finds out why the elves are upset. Entire roads have been diverted to run around elf rocks. Erla says she can usually help, but as she told me through a translator, she had to give up on a recent golf course that had damaged the landscape beyond repair.
Imagine if you woke up one morning and there was a bulldozer on your house. You would start making trouble for that bulldozer because nobody asked you permission or anything.
Asking elves permission might seem strange in this high-tech nation with 100% literacy rate and heated sidewalks. But Professor Terry Gunnell says just below the modern surface is the Iceland of folklore and tradition.
Iceland only really came into the 20th century in about 1945. So you have people telling these stories, living in the country, until quite recently.
Get out into Iceland's countryside, and suddenly the stories can be very real. Walk through the mist at night, no trees for protection, and you see a strange shape in the mossy lava rock. Who's to say it's not an elf? For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey.